Hi there, I'm your host, Chong Xiaowei, and this week we're taking a beat to reflect on some of the most thought-provoking mind bombs dropped in Season 6 of Genty's Crazy Smart Asia. In this short episode, you'll hear the most impactful knowledge drops from some of our recent guests that will shift your perspective, boost your morale, or inspire you to dig your heels in deeper. First up, here's why it doesn't matter if you're the son of the world's most feared drug kingpin. You still have to step out from your predecessor's shadows and discover your own identity.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From the son of the notorious politician, criminal, and cartel leader Pablo Escobar, here's Juan Pablo Escobar.
During my first meeting with one of the sons of the Minister of Justice, I can tell you one of the hardest meetings that I went. He told me something that I will always remember. He said to me, "Nothing grows under a big shadow." And he was speaking about my father, and it was how difficult it was for me to step away from that shadow and start finding my own identity. Doesn't matter who my father was in life, but I needed to step away. So it was very difficult for me to grow. Even under a big shadow, you know, you mentioned it. We are just about to remember my father's 30th anniversary of his death. So, and we continue speaking about him like he was alive. He continues to produce more news today than when he was alive. And he became in a myth and also an inspiration, sadly an inspiration for the kids. But my advice is just we need to follow our own instincts. We need to follow our own passion. And we are not forced to live the lives that our fathers and mothers lived in the past. So we can find our own identities, our own path in life. Doesn't matter if you're the son of Escobar or whatever. You have to find your own identity, your true identity. Your inner soul must be found.
Second up is a women's rights activist and Nobel Peace Prize nominee who stood up to the Taliban and won. Here's Mabubo Sarraj's advice on why you must find what you love and commit to it 160%. Over to the legend.
If you're committed in doing something, please be committed 100%. And give 120 and 140 at times 160% of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because once you do that, you can change the whole dynamics of things. Mm-hmm. And it changes in a way that absolutely will surprise you. I can guarantee you that. And always remember to be humble. Please. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Find really what you're in love with, what you absolutely love to do, and do that. And then don't worry, the rest of it will happen. Do it with all of your power. Do it with all your commitment, with all your love, with all your effort. And then leave the rest of it in the hands of whatever you believe in. Mm. That's it. Mm. And keep on living your life. Mm. That's all I can say.
Next, why the most impactful change you can make is to identify what makes you miserable. On how to become the ultimate human, here's Brian Johnson, the tech billionaire biohacking his mind and body in pursuit of immortality.
Yeah, first, it's important to realize when you're sleep deprived and you have a bad diet, you're half dead. Now, when you're half dead, you don't realize you're half dead because you're inebriated. Just like when you drink some alcohol and you feel a little bit drunk, you can't really tell if you're drunk or not until someone's like, yo, you really aren't there, right? So we can't really tell our own level of drunkenness in life when we're poorly rested and we're eating bad. Now, in this situation, you are the person responsible for making decisions on behalf of a whole bunch of people. You really want to be your best self. Now, I'm speaking to you as if I was speaking to myself, because I really wish I would have had a positive influence in my life when I was building this. So you can be every bit as ambitious you are now. You can take over the world as you want to. Great. Just make sure you're taking care of yourself and do a few basics. Get your sleep every single night. Never compromise. Treat it as your most important meeting for the entire day. Optimize your sleep. It's the single biggest yield of anything you do. And then two is fire your worst version. Now, you mentioned your peanut butter, right? Like, everyone's got a thing. So identify the thing that you do that makes your life miserable, whether it's overeating or whether it's smoking or whether it's drinking or whatever addiction you have. Face it down and change it. So just do one power law change of a bad thing and get sleep right, and your life is going to change. Now, if you want, you can add on more things like a good diet, some exercise. Like, those are all additives, but like, just basically make a stand, choose to treat yourself in the best possible way, and get the mental clarity so you can think straight.
Fourth up, why shame and silence beget shame and silence and prevent us from reaching our full potential, with sex coach, sexologist, and educator at Sarah Sands, Sarah Tang.
Yeah, so I often get the question, what do people come and see you for? And if I had to group it thematically, I would say women come to me with issues around pleasure, and men come to me with issues around performance. And if you dig a little bit deeper than that, across the board, it's the biggest pain point is usually shame. And I think that that is something which comes from, you know, upbringing, it comes from our culture. And I also think that because the biggest pain point is that when you have shame, you are also silent, right? And actually, that's almost like a vicious cycle, because the more silent you are about shame, the shame just grows bigger, and then it gets even harder to talk about. So I would say the biggest pain point as well is that this shame makes people find it very difficult to have conversations.
Last but not least, here's a handy business framework for you, the 5 P's, and why focusing on solving a problem will ensure you build a solid foundation for your business. This is Patrick Grove, co-founder and CEO of Catcher Group.
Okay, there's a framework that I use when we talk to entrepreneurs, right? How to build a great disruptive business. And we call it the 5 P's, right? That you need to solidify your 5 P's if you're going to build a great business, right? So number one is problem. Number two is passion. Number three is people. Number four is perseverance. Number five is pivot. And so I'm talking about the first one, problem, right? It's every great business that is built, particularly tech businesses, it starts out with a problem. You're trying to solve a problem, right? And what I found very interesting about the entrepreneurs, say, from the older generation versus, say, today, is that we're trying to solve different problems, right? And so, for instance, a lot of the entrepreneurs that I meet these days, the problems that are trying to solve are sustainably linked, environmentally linked, microfinance linked, right? These are all great problems to solve. Whereas you talk about entrepreneurs from the early days, right? They didn't focus on these kind of problems. I don't know whether people have different values or different ethics. It's just different problems have come up. And if you think about entrepreneurs at the NA, what do? We just solve problems. That's the core essence of what an entrepreneur does, right? And so number one is that to build a great business, you need to tackle a problem.
That's it for this special summary episode of Season 6 of Crazy Smart Asia. 5 crazy smart approaches to life and business that will shift your perspective. Crazy Smart Asia is produced by Josie Coulter and edited, mixed, and mastered by Ben Baheshti. Genti's digital editor is Valerie Lim. Crazy Smart Asia is hosted by me, Chong Xiao Wei. We're taking a break next week, but we'll be back in January to kick off 2024 with Season 7. We'll speak with Malaysian squash queen Datuk Nicole David on what business leaders can learn from professional athletes and the important lessons that have helped her to triumph tournament after tournament. The perfect inspiring and motivational episode to kick off your new year. In the meantime, Do remember,
it's important to realize when you're sleep deprived and you have a bad diet, you're half dead.
See you in 2024.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.